People often associate Abraham Lincoln with the states of Illinois, or perhaps his birthplace in Kentucky. But what state is the farthest west he ever traveled? The answer is the site of today's American countryside. Brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at xmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
Sled dogs, musk ox, and the largest vegetables on the planet. It's just a few of the things you'll see on our American countryside adventure to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll ride the Alaska Railroad, sail the Kenai Fords, tour Denali National Park, and see Alaska sea life. We'll also experience Alaskan agriculture and tour the Alaska State Fair. It's an amazing trip, and I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266, or find our ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Pete Duncan explains why Abraham Lincoln decided to make a journey to Troy, Kansas.
He was actually invited by a relative of his wife, Mark Delahaye, who lived in Leavenworth. Lincoln accepted his offer to come and make speaking engagements along the way.
He made several speeches in northeast Kansas, but his reason for coming to Troy may have had to do more with Lincoln's friend, John Calhoun. Calhoun was working as a Kansas surveyor, but died suddenly on a trip back to Illinois. It was believed he had been poisoned.
When Mr. Lincoln visited Troy, he stopped at the historical house here in Troy. It was occupied by an attorney by the name of Sidney Tennant. He stopped to visit with Mr. Tennant to get any information that he might have as to why his friend Mr. Calhoun died suddenly.
Lincoln's speeches in Kansas served as a place to test messages before his presidential run in 1860. Interestingly, only one comment was recorded in the town's newspaper regarding Lincoln's speech here on the afternoon of December 1st, 1959.
He had never heard such an eloquent speech given, and he commented and praised Mr. Lincoln for his eloquent speech that he gave.
But the lackluster praise may have been because this was a pro-slavery county. Anyone praising Lincoln might face dire consequences. It's said this was Lincoln's farthest journey west in his life, and the home where he made that stop is preserved for visitors to come and see yet today. Traveling the countryside in Troy, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.